What was this hospital?
My dad was a physician. Before me, he was in the first group of interns at Homer G. Phillips Hospital. The unique thing about Homer Phillips Hospital, it was a all-black hospital built for the citizens, the black citizens of St. Louis back in 1937. My dad and a group of interns that finished from Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee, didn't even know about Homer Phillips. They were on their way to Kansas City to a hospital there. When they changed trains in St. Louis, a red cap, these are the people that put bags on and off the train, asked them where they were going. They said, well, we're going to Kansas City. Say, we're doctors. We just finished from medical school. He said, well, they just built a new colored hospital here. They said, well, we're paying $10 a month, room and board with uniforms. They called other guys, said, catch a cab. We're going to stay here. No point in going to Kansas City. They're the first class of interns at Homer Phillips Hospital.
What do you think was the impact of having a hospital like that at the time?
Well, if you go back historically, back in the 1930s, there were only 25 black specialists in the whole country of the United States. There were like 19,000 white. So there was discrepancy because of segregation and prejudice, because there weren't any training programs. You couldn't be a surgeon because there was no place for you to go. So because of this, this became one of the premier's training programs.
I would imagine that he inspired you to become a doctor.
Later on in life, we moved to Evansville, Indiana. The house was half office and half house. So I was around medicine from the very time I was 5 or 6 years old, you know.
When we talk about health and race, often something that we're still talking about today.
True.
The disparity of being able to access care, of healthy outcomes.
Correct.
Why is this story so important today?
Well, you have to realize, I go back to the time when this was so segregated. Even after Homer Phillips opened, it was a segregated hospital. And when I went to medical school at Indiana University from 1958 to 1963, hospitals were segregated. Blacks were in the basement of Methodist Hospital. Blacks were segregated at Wishart Hospital. Blacks were segregated at IU's Hospital. The only integration I saw was at Riley Hospital because they had a professor and chairman of the department named Dr. Meeks, who said, I don't have any color barrier. All babies are the same.
When the Homer G. Phillips Hospital closed in 1979,
correct.
Was it the closing of an era?
Oh, it was contentious closing because of the city. It was politics, there was financing, there were a lot of things, and it's still a sore spot in the city. That's why it's so popular now with this film, because the fact that the hospital had such an impact on the community and what blacks accomplished.
You talk about politics
right.
And the healthcare system.
Still going on, right?
What lessons can we learn?
One thing you have to realize, medicine is not for a few, it's for everyone. And healthcare should be universal. Everyone deserves to have universal healthcare. In fact, the amount of monies that are spent on healthcare could be drastically reduced if the costs weren't so high. One of the main costs are pharmaceuticals. The second is the technology, because the days when I finished medical school, I could diagnose what was happening in someone's chest, like pneumonia or heart problem, with a stethoscope.
It's really, really great to have you in today. Thank you so much.